Gonna play some music here. It's 12:15. Good afternoon to you from News Radio 560 KPQ. It's the agenda. And I ask you today to consider this, please. Just because you don't know the answer to something doesn't mean it's not available. Just because you don't know something is going to happen doesn't mean it will not happen. Now, you're part of the equation. I'm sorry, I don't want to minimize it, but it's really not necessary. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Ignorance is not a meaningful defense. Well, I didn't know. So please, just bag that idea and let's push on. Would you act differently if you had a hint of the outcome? Most of us think we would. If armed with valuable information, we would, of course, act accordingly. But where on earth can you get this information? Now, some people might suggest that there's value hidden right before our eyes and ears. It's just floating nearby, right there before us, but we can't quite access it. Available to the great unwashed masses of North Central Washington. Often, we need an advocate, somebody to gather notes and tidbits from the ether, helpful drips from the fog that will at least point us in the right direction. You can't make it through the soup without a guide, you know that? So let my guide be your guide as we peer into the haze of 2019, psychic predictions for the year, hoping for some good news from the other side of reality. And now the question is to you, do you want to be involved? If you do, you have that question. The question is the most important part, actually. Call now. Call me now, 509-663-5656. That's 509-663-5656. Let 2019 be a great year for you. Why not? One to remember, to call upon. The future is not hidden, necessarily. It's just secreted away where you can't see it. So let's conduct a search for 2019 through the auspices of our usual guide, Don Johnson. He's here today as our psychic reader. He's our navigator to the nether realms, where the dream world connects to that IRS inbox and other institutional madmen get a view of what's really going on in the world. You get worked into a lather looking for answers for which there's not even been a proper question. I'm telling you, if you want the answer, you have to ask the right question. So draw near. How do we contact the upper realms and how do we access our future, our fortune, our flatbed truck to the stars? Well, you start with a phone call, 509-663-5656. And to help us with the answers, my very special guest from Pan's Grotto right here on North Wenatchee Avenue, Don Johnson's here, and Happy New Year to you, Don.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone.
Has it been a Happy New Year so far? I mean, there's not much of it to deal with. So.
Not quite yet. I mean, we just started out. It's been an interesting New Year to watch everyone around. Everyone's going through recovery from the holidays.
That's a fact. In fact, it's every year. The funny thing about that, and I saw this in a cartoon, was that people at this time of year don't know what day it is. It's not that they don't know what day it is.
No, it's
they don't know. They can't think of it. Is this Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is this Thursday? What day is this?
I mean, shoot, that was my yesterday.
It's like a widespread confusion. You'd think that they would know something, but we're short on details this time of the year. And this is a time of the year that, for some reason, because it's the start, it's really just a... We made it up. I mean, we made up our own calendar, right?
Correct.
So you can start anywhere you want.
Well, the Gregorian calendar in and of itself kind of...
Get a little closer to your mic, please.
The Gregorian calendar in and of itself was created to basically track us. The actual lunar calendar, the first of the year happened in December. The starting of, it's the winter solstice, end of the year, beginning of the next year, December 21st. So...
But we get the we convince ourselves that it's a fresh beginning when really nothing ended when you think about it.
Exactly.
It's all imagination.
And it's part of the reason why, I mean, but at the same time, if you feed into the energy of the first of the year, the new beginning, and you allow yourself to have that moment, a lot of times I've noticed, even with myself, allowing to have the moment of a new start, a new beginning, a new year, most people do release a lot of the toxicity of the year before.
It was a toxic year in a lot of ways.
It was. It was a toxic year in a lot of ways. And I've watched, and that's part of why everyone, the first week of the first of the year, is so discombobulated, is because we've released all that crap, and then we feel as if we don't know what to do.
Yeah, we feel like now I'm through with my weight and my baggage. What should I be doing?
And then we stumble around and we chase our tails and we don't quite know what's going on for about a week. And then we start picking up and we start actually moving forward. I mean, that's why New Year's resolutions, really, if you make them in that first week of the year, most people don't get through them during that first week of the year. And that's a lot of times why they are not achieved.
Well, we're not going to do the resolutions today because good. Whether you go to the gym or not is of no interest to me, and I'm sorry about that. It's nothing personal. It's just business, you know. But we do want to give you a psychic reading if that's what you need right now. Don Johnson is a psychic reading. He's our psychic in residence. He's here about once a month. He lives and works down the road at Pan's Grotto, which is at number 3 North Wenatchee Avenue, if you want to go in and talk to him privately or personally. But if you just want to get some an insight on what's going on, that thing that's been gnawing at the back of your brain or on your brain stem. Sorry. The hippocampus, whatever is being attacked by your thought process. Let's get some insight into that. If you've never called a psychic before, be gutsy. You can give a fake name. Call in and say your name is Myrtle. It won't bother me one bit. Here's the phone number to call. 509-663-5656. 509-663-5656. And if you're a little shy, I'll go first. When Don walked in, he has a deck of cards. How would you describe those? Are they tarot in a way?
These are oracle. They deal with
divining cards?
They're divining cards, but they deal with more so imagery, human emotion, versus tarot is very symbolic, point specific. This allows more room for the intuition of the reader versus what the card says.
So I said, may I draw a card? And he said, sure. And I drew adventure or adventurer?
Correct. Adventure.
And how would you read that card?
Because it's about routine change. It's about restructuring one's path and one's life. To start the new adventure, to begin the new adventure, you drew it in such a way that being in reverse, it's the digging the heels in.
Like I don't want to.
Exactly. It's the digging the heels and not quite wanting to do it. Life is going to put you into the moment, into the situation, but you really need to rethink of how you're going to handle it, because if you dig your heels in, it's just going to be one giant struggle.
Yeah.
If you go with how life hands it to you and you start really working with it and allowing it to take hold and it to take the lead, it can be rather enjoyable. I personally love routine change.
It's actually good for us.
Very much so.
In fact, you find that when you change everything in your routine, you just leave so much stuff behind that you thought you needed. You know, the whole world really has got most of its stuff in storage.
Ain't that the truth?
And I know that you have pictures from high school that you cannot part with, but they're there in that box, you know, haunting you as you leave your trail through U-Haul storage bins from here to there. I'm paying somebody in Pasadena I've never met, and he's probably having a better year than I am right now. Anyway, here's the number to call if you want your psychic reading for the day, and I know you do. 509-663-5656. 509. Call me now. 663-5656. We'll put you on the air with Don Johnson. When it's time to get your reading, when you get the reading, kind of explain what it's like, how you get the information like from my card adventure. You picked up everything from that. You were on it instantly.
A lot of times. Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, good. Get him on the air. Hi, this is KPQ. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Tiffany.
Tiffany, welcome to the show. Where are you from?
Originally Olympia, but I'm living in East Wenatchee right now.
Okay, East Wenatchee. What's your question for Don Johnson, our psychic reader?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I really have a specific question. I just was wondering if things are going to get better.
Things are going to get better.
You want to get a little more specific, or have you got it, Don?
Let's see. How about I'll focus on my daughter. Is she going to get better, or is she going to get worse?
Is this a medical question?
It's more of a mental, emotional question.
Drug
than
addiction.
A question.
Okay. Psychological issue question.
Correct. It's a mental, emotional, psychological. Is she dealing with a lot of sensory, just like sensory processing issues? Do you understand what I mean by sensory processing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what do you mean by that?
Sensory processing issues are, a lot of times people, it's part of quite a few different spectrums in the mental health industry, but sensory processing is when you emotionally or your nervous system or in general will get overloaded by sight, sound, and spatial aspects.
Content. Too much content.
Too much content. Visual stimulation, audio stimulation, physical stimulation.
Does that describe your daughter, Tiffany?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not so much getting better. It's learning to deal and learning to live and flourish within it. Having sensory processing disorders, it cannot be a hindrance once you learn to work with it. It can actually be a beautiful thing, learning the child and learning how the child interacts with the world. It's more of a learning to, for you being the parent of a child like that, it's learning where they sit at and where they function the best at. And that's where things are going to be. There's a lot of help out there. There's a lot of professionals in the Valley that are phenomenal with kids like that. I have quite a few in my family. So it's like, I understand how that is. It's very difficult being the parent because you feel lost, not knowing what to do. But there is help out there. You just have to ask for it. And that's the hardest part. How old is she now?
Well, that's the problem. She's 24 now.
Sounds like a young 24, though, right?
Very much so.
Yeah.
That and it's the... It's not just rebellion, but it's... How do you put it? It's oppositional defiance disorder.
Defiance. I was going to say that.
Yeah, it's the defiance, but it's like she can't help herself.
She does have two personality disorders, I would say that, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So instead of trying to force her to get help and trying to be the parent of push,
mm-hmm.
be involved, be the example.
Okay.
That works sometimes better. Instead of saying I love you to someone like that,
mm-hmm.
those words don't mean anything. I miss you means more.
Okay.
Do you understand why it means more?
Yes.
It's literally, instead of the constant in that, she's so backed up, it's very much mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. Everyone views me as a failure.
Right.
Okay, how about instead of talking about that and dealing with that, we create scenarios and situations where we just enjoy each other in the space where you can give her a place to heal in.
Okay.
Instead of, hey, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
Give her a place where, hey, let's have a cup of coffee. Let's go do something. Give her a moment of reprieve so she mm-hmm. can take a breath, and then she'll be in a space where she feels as if she's ready to take that step forward to start the healing process. Do you see how maneuvering through that can give you the situation to help her?
Right, yeah, that makes sense.
Is she living at home or is she on her own?
Well, we all live with my mother, and it's just a long story.
Gotcha.
She's just horrendous to my mom. She treats her horribly, like calls her horrible names, and my mom is just, she's miserable because she wants her out of the house, but she won't leave, and so she's wanting to start the eviction process, and it's just a big, big mess.
Yeah, and so it's getting her to change the direction without... It's, in a way, it's like redirecting her thought process without saying, do this. Give her a reason and an idea to be excited for it.
Right.
Because if she's excited for something, she will not let go of it. She becomes, it's that obsessiveness. So if you can get her to shift and be excited, she'll move into the next phase.
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Don will be our future guest about once a month, so if you want to call in and check with him later in the time, that's fine with me, Tiffany, okay?
Okay, thanks. I didn't expect to get through right away.
You never
know. Thank you so much. Yeah.
It was meant to be. Thank you, Tiffany.
Yeah.
This is News Radio 560 KPQ. I'm Michael Knight. My very special guest is Don Johnson. We're doing psychic readings for the year 2018. That was, the year 2019. I really don't need to hear any more about 2018. I've heard all I need, right? And if it was a great year for you, congratulations. I'm happy for you. That's good. Save your receipts is all I'm saying. Don Johnson is my guest. You can talk with Don and get your answers to the questions of what something that's been gnawing at your brain. I know it has. So call now and we'll get it on the air. 509-663-5656. 509-663-5656. When people are distant from their parents like that, it's a real challenge to raise them because why? They don't respond to love. They don't respond to attention. They don't respond normally.
It's not that they're not responding to love or attention. Attention comes in any direction. Negative or positive, attention is attention. It doesn't matter. But when you're in a situation like that, any type of direct attention where we're focusing in on this is the problem, this is what's going on, it's no matter, even if it's in a positive way that you're bringing it to them, they view it as an attack. So instead, you have to redirect it, and you have to give it a different way, a different perspective. Instead of getting together, say, we need to help you with this problem in your life, then that's an attack. Instead, if we put them in a situation where it's at ease, and we allow them to start the conversation and talk about things, and allow them to take the lead in the conversation, it changes things. If they bring it up, and then you can inject little bits and pieces to allow it to be not just their idea, but it becomes what they want, because they created the solution instead of you creating the solution.
Because if you're at odds with everything your senses are telling you, it's pretty easy to be touchy about it.
Oh, not just touchy. It's literally everything, positive, negative. I mean, everything becomes touchy.
Yeah. That's the voice of Don Johnson. He's our psychic. My voice is going to make it to 1 o'clock. You said, Don. Pan's Grotto is his place down the road here on North Wenatchee Avenue. We'll be back to talk about your psychic review of the year 2019 and what you can look forward to. If you call me now, you can be the next caller. 509-663-5656.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ.
KPQ.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
At 12:35 in the afternoon, I'm Michael Knight. My very special guest is Don Johnson. Don's our psychic in residence. Psychic readings available to you right now. Give me a call, please, right now. Call me at 509-663-5656. If there's any doubt in your mind about discussing a private issue on the radio, change your name. Become Alphonse. Quick, and give me a call. 509-663-5656. I heard someone on the air today sounded just like you. No, that wasn't me. I heard that too. That was Alphonse. Anyway, here's my phone number. You can make it ring. 509-663-5656. You were just talking about your feelings about real estate and maybe some of the future that we can look forward to and some of the financial course corrections that may be coming our way in 2019. Do you care on sharing that in general terms?
In general terms, it's part of it's watching the stock market and part of it's watching the real estate industry through here and the reactions. And then just the way I feel it's starting to flow, it's getting overinflated, especially in our valley.
Yeah.
But it's everywhere. We're getting an inflation overinflated with market value. Things are, even within, like, if you look on the downtown avenue, you have a huge split divide on price per square foot on commercial real estate. It's into the, like, it can go anywhere from $1.75 is about the low mid range.
Per square foot?
Per square foot. And then I have other people I've noticed doing $16 a square foot within a one block radius of each other. And the significance in upgrade within the facial value and whatnot of it is not that significant of a difference. So you have a drastic divide within our own down here, and it's starting to overinflate like that through the whole valley. And so you're getting a lot of empty buildings, you're getting a lot of things going on. But then within our own just investments I've watched, it's starting to take a turn. Right now, it's not a bad time to invest in real estate, but at the same time, it's the market's going to drop to a point where it's going to be a little bit better as a buyer, but harder as a seller.
Well, for the course correction to be in real estate makes sense to me, because there are cities in our nation right now that are only for the few.
Correct.
Big cities, New York, you can't live in Manhattan.
No, you cannot.
San Francisco, you can't even rent an apartment in San Francisco. It's impossible. LA, not quite that way, but Seattle approaching it, although they didn't quite get as intense as San Francisco.
No, not quite, but it is quickly approaching it. And it's, putting it in perspective, we have more vacant buildings and homes in the United States than we do homeless.
Wow.
That's odd. To really sit back and think about that.
That's a non-sustainable market.
Correct. So things are going to change. We've reached a tipping point within society in general. Everybody is so upset right now in so many different directions that globally as a society that we can't do that for very long. There is a tipping point that humanity goes through where we start to notice and we start to see that we do need to change. And we're starting to do it now. Paris is a really good example of what happened over the last 3 months out there. It's shows how everything is fluctuating. It's not something to be terrified of. It's not something to be scared of, but it's more of the, how do we choose, how are we going to choose the way we move forward now?
Well, there's been a couple of resets in our recent memory, the dot-com failing.
Correct.
When just having dot-com in your business name was a assuring failure. Mm-hmm. No one wanted to dot-com anything after the initial failure. If you've forgotten that, you must be 16. And then, and then 2008, when the bottom fell out and we started rescuing banks 12 at a time with trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
Now, those were course corrections that were, mighty, rude to a lot of people.
And it's about to happen again if you look in the agriculture industry where last year there were orchardists out here that had to let their cherries fall off the trees because they didn't know where they could sell them. There was nowhere.
Yeah.
They had nowhere to store them because the large companies were buying up the packing sheds. I mean, it was to a point where people were letting the fruit fall.
Wow.
So we are at an odd moment in time where we have food, we're sustainable, but we're not able to get it to the public.
When you wake up in the morning, do you get this message? Is it coming to you in 12-point type, just like a headline? Do you know how you're going to feel and think and react that day from what the world tells you?
When I wake up in the morning, sometimes.
Or when you're ready to go to bed at night, for that matter.
Oh, gosh, I hate it when that happens, because then I don't get to sleep.
Can't turn off the machine?
Uh-huh. But when you wake up in the mornings, you just get this, like, I woke up in the morning, was it 2 days ago? It was the day after New Year's. It was the second, woke up, looked out the window, and it was just, things are about to change in a drastic way, in a beautiful way sometimes. It's just this, everyone can feel it right now. We all feel something is moving, something is pushing, there's a tipping point.
And I think this time of the year, when we put the holidays behind us and businesses get back to the business of being in business, there's great opportunity there.
Absolutely.
Because people have been putting off changes that they meant to make back in October or September, and they said, wait till the first of the year.
Yep.
That's what Americans do. We wait till the first year, and that's when opportunities surface. Do you
absolutely
agree?
I absolutely agree. Because we get so overwhelmed in what we think society wants us to accomplish during the fourth quarter, during the last part of the year. We have this image of we have to be and do all these things through the winter. And we stress ourselves out, we overwhelm ourselves, we overload ourselves with so much. Then comes the first year, then we remember who we are, what we are, and why we are.
I didn't used to do all that stuff before I started shopping for Christmas presents. I was a normal person, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Our very special guest, that's the voice of Don Johnson. He's our psychic. We've done the show a couple times. We're doing it again today, and you can be part of it. But first, you have to think of that question. What is the question you need an answer to? Call me now, 509-663-5656. I made the statement that the question is more important than the answer. Is there any truth to that?
Sometimes the question gets you to, it's like a rabbit hole. That may not be the answer you needed. The question gets you to the answer that you actually need sometimes. Instead of, is my life going to be okay? Or is this, it gets the roundabout to the answer you really need to hear. So the question starts the lead down into where you need to be.
509-663-5656. I think Don's pretty sharp. We've had a number of conversations, some of them on the air, many more of them off the air. And I'll tell you the truth, he's got the talent. He's got the vision. He's got the, what do they call it? The sight. Something like that.
Something like that.
And let someone think that it's just a wonderful gift. There's a burden that comes with that, too, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at times.
Because you can't turn it off. It's like your stereo's on all the time.
When I was younger, I was able to turn it on and off. But the more you use it, it's like any type of muscle memory.
Yeah.
It's like typing. Your fingers just know where to go. It's any type of architectural, any type of woodworking. Your arms know what to do. You don't even need to think about it. So the more I went down this part of my life.
Yeah.
I call it the rabbit hole because it just leads into so many different things. The more it became a part of me and into a point where now it's just always there. No turning on, no turning off. It's just there. And some days it gets exhausting.
Now, do you do readings in your shop as well?
Absolutely. I do. And I do readings. I do several things. I am a Reiki master practitioner and teacher. I've been doing energy
work. Body work, right?
Yeah, and teaching certain things over the last 10 years, 14 years. I started training in the late 90s, mid-90s to late 90s.
My psychic flashes must be working because I keep thinking this phone's ringing, and it's not. It's the weirdest, thing. Make it ring, would you please? 509-663-5656. 663-5656. Ask your question of Don Johnson. Let's get the year 2019 off to a good start, which I think I just have the feeling about it. I'm more hopeful or optimistic. And God knows anyone listening to this show says, did he say he was optimistic?
I know,
That doesn't sound like him.
With everything going on in the world, all the weirdness, all the tragedy, I actually feel the same way. Which is just, the brain doesn't say that should work. So you look at everything going on, but yet I feel good about it.
So, if someone were looking for a job, looking to relocate, looking for love, looking for financial success, what should they be doing to get their house in order to prepare themselves for that success?
Well, let's find out.
See who this is. KPQ, you're on the air. Who's this? Good afternoon.
Andrew.
I'm sorry, the name?
Andrew.
Andrew. Okay, Andrew, mm-hmm. You have the floor, sir.
I just wanted to know, is my feeling that things are going to improve for me this year true?
It's... Okay, so it's not just...
Turn down your radio just a bit there, Andrew, please. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, now here's your answer.
It's not just a feeling that you have. You've had opportunities set in front of you not too long ago, actually. Part of it feels like opportunity. Part of it feels like inspiration. New direction, new idea, new hopefulness. Something you haven't had in a long time. So part of that is... It's something you really need to focus on. It very much so. I mean, most of the time when people get wild hair ideas or things, they're just that. They're going down the rabbit hole or it's a wild goose chase. But right now you feel as if you have a good direction setting in front of you. And it needs investment. It needs your time invested into it. It needs you to be part, like fully starting to really look into it. And to get your ducks in a row, because this really does feel as if you actually have the possibility to take it somewhere. But you need to make sure this time it's organized. A lot of times we jump into things head first and we don't line everything up.
Mm-hmm.
This time you already have everything. You know where to line it up at. Get it there first. Mm-hmm. Don't just say, I have it in my head. Get it out of your head. Get it set up and prove and show that it can be done. Do you understand?
Be impeccable with my word.
Do you want to talk about the project in any detail?
It's not a project. It's just the type of work that I've done essentially all of my life.
Well, it has a shift that propels you forward. So if it's within the same career that you have and an opportunity was presented to you, if you're still wavering on whether or not to do it, it feels as if it's the right time. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, you're confirming everything that I am feeling, thinking.
Good.
Already.
Because it's in the past, you've always had the information you've always had, but now you can prove and now you can do and you actually have the capabilities to prove yourself more than you've ever done before.
Well, that sounds good.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
In the past, we get people that are highly intelligent and people look at you as if you're just blowing smoke out of your backside. Now, people are taking you seriously. Now people are taking you for your word. And that has to be a really good feeling.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, 2019 is a good year for you, Andrew. Go get them.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. I really do appreciate it. That's Andrew on the line. The number to call, 509-663-5656. 509-663-5656. Don Johnson's our guest, psychic in residence here at News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com. Yeah. The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
I have time for one more phone call. It has to be instant. 509-663-5656. 509-663-5656. If you wish to speak with my honored guest, Don Johnson, psychic in residence here at the Agenda Show. He has his own show down the road called Pan's Grotto. It's an interesting store. Stop by, say hello, you know, book an interview with, or just talk to him across the desk. Find out who this guy is. Maybe find out who you are as well. Number 3 North Wenatchee Avenue is his address there. Psychic in residence. If I were to ask you, just walking down the street, what do you do? You'd say, well, I'm a shop owner. I'm a small businessman.
I do stuff.
You ever say, I'm a psychic?
No, normally I look at them and I say, I do stuff. It's hard to just recap and explain everything that I do.
We'll have one quick question here. Hi, KPQ, you're on the air. Who's this?
Lynn.
Lynn, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a full-time job, but I am always thinking of new inventions and writing them down on paper, and I have several on paper, but I just don't know how or if I should take it to the next step.
Okay, I'm gonna have Don give you the answer over the air, if that's okay with you, because we're coming to the end of the show. Don, you're on.
When it comes to the constant creation and wormholing of inventions and ideas and inspiration, it's taking and looking at it, and you've gotten a lot written down, then take it from being in the notebook and then put it up on the wall so you can really feel it. I mean, yes, take one of these days, take one of them to the next step, but when you keep it locked down in a book and just writing those inspirations down and you don't take it out to really look through it, to feel it, it's you're going to continue to go down new rabbit hole after new rabbit hole after new rabbit hole.
Do have to go, but that's a quick answer, and I'm sorry, Lynn, if that wasn't long enough for you. You can call us back next time, or you can see Don Johnson at his Pan's Grotto. Thanks for being here, Don. Oh, there goes the voice. We made it to, 1 o'clock and not a step further.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ.